word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Whether you're a longtime listener or joining us for the first time today, we're glad you're here and we hope that you'll stay with us through our broadcast today as we study from Psalm 119. You know, the purpose of this broadcast, Consider His Word, is to help you study the Word of God and consider what God is saying to you. The Word of God is very relevant for today, and God can speak to you through His Word. If you know the Lord, He can speak to you about grace and speak to you about growing in Him. If you've never received Christ, He'll show you how you can know Christ and how you can find your way to eternal heaven. He promised that, and you can find it in the Word of God. I love studying the Word of God, and I am enjoying these Bible studies myself through Psalm 119. We've been going through each verse. Psalm 119 is 176 verses. It's a big psalm. And we're not reading every single one of them. We're looking at every place where the little phrase, thy word, was used. In Psalm 119, it was used some 35 times. And then there's one more that was found in another psalm. We're concentrating for now in Psalm 119. Today we're going to be in verse 158. Little by little, we're working our way through. And this is part 17, can you believe it, of this series? If you'd like to hear the earlier broadcast, you can go to our website at www.considerhisword and find them there. All of them are posted there, and you can go back and listen to them on your computer, on your phone, on your tablet, whatever you want to do. And I encourage you to go do that and follow through this whole series. And it's been a good series. I say that because I'm enjoying it myself and seeing where the Scripture says, thy word. For example, earlier we studied where the Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart, and so on. So today we're looking at another one. It's Psalm 119 and verse 158. David said this, I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not thy word. I can imagine David perhaps walking out of his castle, if we can call it a castle, or his palace, walking out perhaps on a balcony. We know that sometimes he would spend time on top of the house. And I can imagine him going out and looking over the city of Jerusalem, and there seeing the merchants and seeing the people that are working there, perhaps the carpenters, those who are making cloth, the potters. And looking out over his world and his society, his city there in Jerusalem, and there he could see with his own eyes the sin of the people. He said, I beheld the transgressors. And he could see from his place their sin. Oh, we live in a world where we see sin all around us. How could we not? We are a people of sin, for all have sinned. I'm kind of short of the glory of God. I'm sure you've observed sin in your workplace. You've seen it happen in the gossip. Maybe you've seen someone steal something. I have. Perhaps you've seen some wrongdoing in some other way. You know, the things that go on in an office are just incredible sometimes. And you've seen it. you've seen the sin that's out there. You probably have seen the sin even in your own family, from your siblings, maybe even your parents. I know in your own children, listen, they have a sin nature too. And we can see it everywhere. He said, I beheld the transgressors. How can you not? If you watch society of all, if you watch people at all, you're going to see sin. You're going to see transgression going on all around you. And that sin, the effect it has on us is it brings grief. And look what he said. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved. He was grieved in his own heart. Made him feel bad. And that sin, when we see it happen, when we see it even in our own children or in our family or wherever it is, it brings to us a sense of grief. It brings grief because sometimes in that sin, we see people who are self-destructing. I've seen it happen. Have you ever seen an alcoholic that just self-destructed? Would not quit for anything, no matter who it hurt, no matter what it cost him or her. They would just keep on and keep on and keep going. I know of a case many years ago when there was a young man that had been in the hospital. I went to visit with him. And I had a good conversation with him, and we spoke some. And at that point, the doctors had told him, if you have one more drink, you will die. 3 days later, I was doing his funeral. That same night I spoke to him, he snuck out, went out and found him another drink. And just like the doctor said, they found him dead. And it was grieving. It was a man who self-destructed because of his own sin, because of his own transgression. I have seen families grieve because of their children or siblings or someone in their family who was abusing drugs. And those drugs had taken hold of their life and was controlling them. And it seemed like there was nothing they can do. Now listen, there is deliverance. You can be delivered from that abuse. You can be delivered from drugs. You can be delivered from alcohol. You just turn to Christ. He'll help you. And when we see that in our families, I can't tell you how many times in our ministry that I have sat down with a mother who was weeping, a mom who was grieving over her own children because they saw the destruction in their own life. And they saw the destruction in their children's life where they would go and buy those drugs. They would steal, sometimes stealing from them. Again, I went and visited a mom one time. This was years ago. I went to a home. This mother had called me. She had 4 or 5 children, and she had called me. And I walked into her home, and there was no TV. I told her, I said, when you need help, call me. She said, I can't. I have no phone. She had very little furniture. She had no radio. You know why? It's not because she didn't want them. It's because her own children had come in and stolen them from her so they could go and sell them to buy more drugs. I guarantee you, that was a grieving mother. She wasn't grieving over the stuff. She was grieving over the destruction that had come to her children because of the abuse. And when those things take over, it's powerful. And I've seen when the transgression and the sin in people, when this abuse has so taken hold of them that they cannot quit and they cannot give it up, and it doesn't matter who they hurt. They'll hurt their own children. They'll hurt their own parents. They'll hurt their wife or their husband in pursuit of that next fix or that next pill or whatever it is. They don't care because, you see, it becomes very self-centered. It's all about me. It's all about getting what I can get. And it brings that grief that he was talking about. We not only grieve about what it's doing in their life now, but we grieve over their eternal destiny. If they're not obeying Christ, if they're not following Christ, you know that their eternal destiny is going to be in a sinner's hell. I don't know about you. I don't want anybody to go to hell. I want them to know Christ. That's why we preach the gospel and preach the truth. God wants everyone to come to him and be saved. not only be saved in the sense of heaven, but be saved from their own sin, sometimes from their own selves. He said, I beheld the transgressors. David saw it. And he said, and I was grieved. And so what is the bottom line? He said, because they kept not thy word. Now, we've talked about this before. In the Psalms especially, and in the Old Testament, when you see the word keep or kept, it can have one of two meanings. Kept, one way is kept in the sense that you keep something precious. Maybe it's some jewelry or something, an heirloom of some time, and you keep it in a sense that it's important to you and it's precious to you. But here, kept means in the sense of obedience. He says, because they kept not thy word. In David's day, you know, the law was very important. And maybe part of this problem, and I have no doubt that part of this problem was they were not keeping the law. They had forsaken the sacrifices. They had forsaken the festivals that God had given to them. They had forsaken the very God that created them. And God hated that. And when that happened, he said he was grieved. He could see it, and I was grieved because they kept not thy word. They were not obedient to the word of God. You know, the Bible was given to us so that we could know what sin was. The New Testament says that the Old Testament was written for our learning, so that we could know sin and know what sin was. I'm glad that there is a remedy for all of this. And that remedy is found in Jesus Christ himself. You see, he came into the world to forgive us our sin. And where he said that they were grieved, listen, I'm not saying that God will take away the grief. You realize that sin will always have its consequences. And that grief may continue, but he can save you from that sin. He can give you eternal life. He can put you on a path of holiness and righteousness, so that you can live for God and work for God and serve the Lord. What David saw was the sin of the people, how it brought the grief because they were disobedient to the word of God. And the Bible says that if thou shalt call upon the name of the Lord, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Have you called upon him? Do you know him as your own Savior? Romans 10:9 and 10 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Put your faith in Christ. You know, the Bible tells us we've got to repent, to turn away from that sin, to do an about face and forsake it and put it behind us and put our faith in Christ. And he would come in and give us eternal life. But not only that, he would give us abundant life. Now, there's something else I think here that's important that I don't want you to miss. Just because you get saved does not mean you'll stop sinning. Sin is always part of us because of our sin nature. Now, God forgives us of that sin, but it may be in our life. And it's still going to cause grief. Did you catch this? Because you're not obeying the word of God. That's why it's important that we read it and that we study it so that we know it, so we can be obedient to the word of God. I want to encourage you, trust the Lord, obey his word. I'm afraid our time is gone for today. God bless you. Join us again when we open the scripture and consider his word.
Consider his word.